From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, in memory of his mother, one man and his family are giving back to residents in Manchester. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. For over 8 years, the Rachel Dixon Memorial Fund has been catering to the needs of students and the elderly in Manchester. Now, as families enter the back-to-school mode, the organization is reaching out to lend a hand. Head of the fund, Oswald Dixon, says he is carrying on the tradition of the family matriarch.
We decided, after the death of our mom, that we needed to help the community and the people of Jamaica on a whole. We chose education and health, because we believe that education is power. And we believe that if people are healthy, they can move forward.
Mr. Dixon adds that in giving back to the neighborhood, he is giving residents a chance to succeed.
When I see children coming from this community, I believe we can have doctors coming from here, teachers, politicians. We believe that every child can learn. And every child, if given an opportunity, will be able to make a difference.
Mr. Dixon and his team recently handed over 2 laptop computers to the Hibernia Early Childhood Institution and 10 computers to the neighboring Bethany Primary School.
We have donated numerous computers to Bethany, Balaclava Primary School, Junction Basic School and Hibernia Basic School. This year is going to make 25 new computers that we have donated.
The students also received school supplies such as notebooks, pencils, crayons and scientific calculators. 2 young scholars entering fourth form at Knox College were each presented with checks valued at $80,000. The donations are part of the organization's scholarship fund and represents an increase from last year's donation of $77,000. The money will be used for the students' tuition, uniform and supplies.
We have one student that we already gave a 6-year scholarship. She went to Belfield High. We started her at $20,000, finished her with $55,000. And her last year, we gave her a brand new laptop computer.
Last year, the organization donated 5 new wheelchairs to the Christiana Health Center, along with scrubs and other hospital equipment.
This year, we are donating 50 packs of adult diapers, 50 boxes of gloves, 50 boxes of gauze, 2 blood pressure machines.
Meanwhile, Education Minister for North Manchester, Dorothy Rickards-Reed, is lauding the Rachel Dixon Memorial Fund for the work it's been doing in the parish.
As Jamaicans, we must look to say that, yes, I can make a difference, because that is the way he looked at it. Not what I can get, but I can make a difference. I spoke with him and he says, if I make a difference in this one child's life, this child can make a difference in another person's life. And so it keeps going. The gift keeps giving.
Mrs. Rickards-Reed is also calling on other members of the Jamaican diaspora to give back to their communities.
They are doing an awesome job. We wish others would come on board so that our country can be richer.
Mr. Dixon, who is currently living in Florida, has pledged his continued support to the people of Manchester. We've come to the end of today's program. I am Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Talk to your health provider about how Zika can affect a pregnancy. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
Farmers, researchers, entrepreneurs, come learn about opportunities to grow your business and make it climate resilient at the Climate Smart Agriculture Symposium, September 13 to 14 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, hosted by the Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change JA Reach 2, under the theme, Growing Agriculture and Incomes in the Face of Climate Change. Call 946-1602-3 or go to acdivoca.org/CSA Symposium to register and to learn more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.